Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus. It's been a while since I've done a show, but I need to take a little bit of a break. But I am back, and I'm going to be coming on every Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you put it on your calendars. I'm just really excited. The past couple of weeks have been just a whirlwind of excitement and just, oh, my goodness. You know, I just keep feeling more blessed and more blessed with everything that's been happening. And I just want to share a couple of things that I'm doing. One of the things that today's show I want to talk about is mindset. I see too many people, you know, giving up before they even start. You know, they start their home-based business. They're in it for a month, maybe three tops. You know, and then they think that if they don't get instant success, that's it, it's over with. You know, I don't know what to say, but, you know, no business that I've known of is flourished within a month, okay? You know, it's a rarity that you get that. You know, yes, it does happen, but you really have to work at it. You know, your traditional businesses, do you think that if you work 1 month, oh, no, I didn't get profit, so I'm going to go and I'm going to quit. You know, after you paid so much for an overhead, even if, you know, like a franchise or whatever, you can't think like that because you're never going to get any place. You know, I hear that it's too hard or I can't do this or my business partners quit. You know, especially in network marketing, that is the nature of the beast. You're going to have people quit. You know, it is what it is. There's nothing you could do about it. You know, you just keep prospecting and you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. That's what you do. You know, you cannot just quit just because, you know, so-and-so quit the team or the leader dropped the ball or whatever. You know, you just can't do that. If you want to succeed, you need to have the right mindset. You know, I want to ask you a couple of questions. What is your why? Why did you do it in the first place? Why did you decide to, you know, start a project, do a home-based business, start your new career, whatever it is? Why? Why did you do that? And what is your why? You know, why are you, you know, what is your ultimate goal here? You know, I do suggest that with the stuff that I'm covering that maybe people should get a piece of paper and pen, or you could always listen to the radio show again because it will be archived. But these are questions I really would like you to think about. Why? Why did you do that? Why did you make those decisions? Why? You know, you didn't join the company because, you know, so-and-so was going to join under you because you didn't even know they were going to join under you. You know, 9 out of 10. You don't know that. And then all of a sudden, if they quit, you're going to quit. You know, really? Really? Is that, you know, I mean, do they determine your dreams? Do they determine your why? Do they determine, you know, what's going on in your life? You have to decide that you're going to have your own, you know, stand on your own 2 feet and say, hey, I am going to do this. Whether you're with me, whether you're without me, I'm going to do this. So what are you or what are you trying to accomplish? What is it? What is it that you want to get done? What was your goal? You need to write that down. And why are you quitting? Why are you giving up? You know, like I said, I see too many people give up before 3 months in a business. You know, it's kind of, you know, it, like I said, it's the nature of the beast. But why are you quitting? Is it because others are quitting? Do you have to, you know, follow the gang kind of thing? You have to, you know, because they quit, I quit kind of thing? Or is it because you're scared to succeed? Because some people are afraid to succeed because you have low self-esteem. You know, you feel like you can't do this. You know, these are questions that you really need to ask yourself. Why? Why am I quitting? You know, why did I start this? Why did I decide to do a home-based business? Why did I decide to do all this? And what was I trying to accomplish, and why am I quitting? If you're quitting, if you're not quitting, kudos to you, you know, that you're going to keep going. You know, with me, I've had, you know, I've been in quite a few businesses, and I've built, you know, teams, and I've built organizations, and then there's been changes in the comp plan, or there's been changes in the product, or whatever, you know, delivery issues, whatever. And I've had a whole team just diminish right in front of my eyes. Did I quit? Did I decide to do what? I'm not going to do this anymore because the whole team quit, so I'm going to quit, you know? And no, I don't got time for that. You know, it's like, okay, you cut your losses, you move on, and that's it. You just don't sit there and just cry the blues and say, I quit. Because if you're going to keep doing that, perpetuating, quitting, joining, quitting, joining, quitting, joining, you're not going to get any place. You're not. You're not going to get any foundation for your business, for your career, whatever. You're not going to get anything. And people are going to look at you as a jumper. They're going to look at you as someone they can't depend on, and you're not going to be able to recruit anybody because all they do is, oh, yeah, you got me into this business this week and then next week because you decided to quit. You know, I have no sponsor. I have nobody to back me up. You're going to start getting a reputation for yourself that you're a quitter and you're a jumper, and people don't want to be associated with quitters and jumpers. They want to be associated with people who are successful. If you want to be successful in network marketing or any other business, you need to have tenacity. You need to have, you know, have whatever it takes to get you there. You need to have that kind of mindset. Mindset is huge. It is, that could determine, I mean, I look at, you know, team members where one minute they're in it, oh no, one little negative thing, okay, they're gonna quit. Then no, then they get excited again and they're gonna quit. It's like a yo-yo effect, up and down, up and down, up and down. It can't do that. There's gonna be good days and bad days in any business. What do you think? The businesses, you know, the big business, they don't have good days and bad days? Of course they do. Of course they do. But, you know, you have to have that mindset that you are like a corporation, you are a business, and you are gonna take this very serious. You know, there's gonna be days when you don't feel like going to work. There's gonna be days when you feel like you want to fire yourself, and that's okay. That's part of your mindset. You know, it really, really is. I'm telling you, if you don't have the right mindset, you're gonna be eaten out here. You really are. You're gonna be just, you know, dust, really, because you know, people are gonna come and go. People are gonna do whatever they want to do for their own sake, and you know, it is what it is. But you have to continue trying to find the right people in your team, the right people that you want to build your business mutually. You know, they need to depend on you. You need to depend on them. You know, so now, what are you gonna do about this? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna let people steal your dreams? Are you gonna do something to change things? What the heck are you going to do? You know, I read an excellent book by David Williams. You can find it on Amazon. The only mindset book you'll ever need for network marketing success. You know, it's true. That's why I wanted to talk about mindset because I thought this book was awesome. I really, really did. You know, he's a network marketer with many years' experience. But what he's saying is it's all about you, your mindset and your behavior and what you plan on doing. You know, you have to decide that you're going to change what you're doing if it's not working. You know, it's, and a lot of times people wait till it gets so painful, their situation, before they decide to do change. Like, for instance, you know, they're broke, and until, you know, the lights are turned off, the gas is turned off, everything is turned off, oh, you think maybe I should do something about this. You know, sometimes it gets to be where it has to be that painful in order for people to do change, okay? And you have to decide what is your level that, you know, is this, did you have you had enough? Do you want change in your life? Do you want to have money to be able to buy things for your kids? Do you want to have money to be able to do that? Or do you want to stay status quo? Oh, well, you know, this is what it is. Life is what it is. And, you know, the government's going to take care of me when I hit 65 and everything's going to be just peachy king and hunky-dory. And no, it's not. No, it's not. You know, I don't know if you guys have been seeing what's going on in the economy. Yeah, no, it's not. The government's not going to help you. You know, you think they are, but they are. They are in almost a $20 trillion debt. Hello, you know, they're not going to help you. You need to make the changes that you want in your life. No one's going to do it for you. God's not going to come down. God's my higher power, or whoever your higher power is, not going to come down and say, "Hey, I'm changing things for you." You know, like people say, they're going to pray on it, or they're going to, you know. No, God gives you the ability to decide to do what you want to do, but it's up to you. Again, it's your mindset It's your way of thinking. What are you going to do? What is your, you know, what is your objective? What is it that you want to do? You know, you have to decide what you want to do. And once you decide what you want to do, you got to have a vehicle on how to get there. You got to decide what is your, one of the things that, you know, when I was reading David's book is daily mode of operation. You know, what are you doing every day? Is it that you're going on Facebook playing games? Is it that you're chit-chatting? Hi, how are you? How was your weekend? You know, and there's, it's all well and good. You know, you want to have relationships with people, but you got to decide, is it income-producing activities or is it just chit-chat? Is it just idle time, you know, sitting there and talking on Facebook? You know, if you are building a business, you doesn't matter, brick-and-mortar or online, you need to be prospecting. You need to be talking to people about your business. You need to be asking for referrals. Those are the things that are going to build your business. By sitting there and asking how the weekend was, you know, hey, did you see the whatever show, da, 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 da. No, that's not going to help build your business. It's important that you have a daily mode of operation. What is it? What do you plan on doing? How many hours a week do you plan on working? How many hours a day do you plan on working? Are you doing this part-time? Are you doing this full-time? You have to have this written out exactly every day what you're going to do. Is it Monday through Friday? You can have weekends off, whatever it is. But you need to know what you need to do. You need to have a to-do list. The to-do list is you need to, you know, get on LinkedIn. You need to get on Facebook. You need to, you know, accept friends or, you know, communicate with people. That is the hugest thing. I mean, between those two social networks, you can't tell me that there's no one to talk to. Because that's another thing that people put in their mind. I have no one to talk to. My warm market is tired of me starting businesses. Of course they're tired of you starting businesses. You start one quick, start one quick, start one quick. You know, they're not going to take you serious. And a lot of times, you know, your warm market, family and friends, they don't understand. They don't understand what it is to be an entrepreneur. They don't understand what it is to have a home-based business. So you know, you can educate them, you know, in time. But right now, your priority is building your business. That is your priority. You know, things happen in life. You get health issues. I've had health issues, you know, and there's days when, you know, my health is bothering me, so I take a little bit of a break. But that doesn't mean that, you know, the whole day I'm just going to sit back and do nothing. You know, I'll do little things compared to what I would normally do. That's fine, but it's the action of doing something. Because nothing changes until you take action. You know, that is my mantra. I constantly tell that to people. You know, you tell me you want change. You tell me you want this. You know, as I'm coaching people, nothing happens until you decide to take the bull by the horn and say, hey, this is what I am going to do. You know, it is what it is that, you know, create your daily mode of operation. There's going to be, you got to get out of your comfort zone. You must get out of your comfort zone. You know, it's very easy to send out one email and make maybe one phone call and you call them when you know that they're at work. You know, I mean, really, you have to decide that, okay, this is going to be change. This is going to be worth it for me, for my family, you know, to leave a legacy. But I'm going to do this. I am going to call such and such amount of people. May it be, you know, the least amount would be three, really. But I just can't see a whole day. Even a part-timer that you only have three calls to make, really, I would say, you know, because you have to sift and sort through people. So personally, I would say the least as a part-timer is 10. You know, that's really the least is 10. Preferably as a full-timer, you want to call at least a day, not a week, a day. You know, if you want to really spearhead your business, if you really want to get it off the ground, if you really want, you know, to be with the six-figure income earners, that's what you need to do. That's what they do. They don't sit back and they don't say, you know, well, let me call. No, they're grinding. They're going out there. They're calling people. They're sending messages. You know, hey, I just started this business. Just wanted to let you know about it. If it's not for you, that's great. You know, could you give me some referrals? That's what they do. They do this on a daily, consistent basis, where they call and they, you know, constantly doing what they have to do. Prospecting is so important. It is key. You know, one of the other things that David mentions is that you need to have a contract with yourself. And people ask me, what do you mean a contract with myself? I know what I want to do, you know. No, you need to have it in writing for yourself. You need to hold yourself. We always recommend that you're accountable to somebody else because they will pull you to the mat. You know, I have, I'm working two different businesses, and my senior business partner in one of them, we speak every day, and he asks me, you know, what do I get done and so forth. He's my accountability partner. He really is. In my other business, the same thing. I need to be accountable as to what, because I just started that second business. You know, and sometimes people tell you, you need to do only one business. And I am a firm believer that if you're doing a business, you need to get that business going before you could take on another business. Because I see people, 10, 20 businesses, that's impossible. Impossible to do because there's so many things you have to do for one business that you need to just go, you know, you really need to focus on that one business. Get one business where it is self-perpetuating, where it's almost on autopilot. Then you could go on to the second business. Until then, don't do it, because what you're going to do is you're going to frustrate yourself. You're going to sabotage everything that you're doing because, again, you can't run yourself too thin. You have to make sure that your business is solid and the foundation is built. That is key, you know. And the other thing is, you know, you have to have, you know, you have to decide what is your level, you know, of integrity. What is it that, you know, can you trust yourself? Are you going to do what you say you're going to do? Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you come into the world, you don't have money in your hands. You know what I mean? When you're born, all you have is your name. That's it, you know. And sometimes parents wait a little bit to give you a name, and sometimes they're on the board, the name that they give. I don't know what they were thinking, but any which way, you come into this world, you come in with your name. So as you're building, going through your life, you know, people depend on you by your word. Whatever you say you're going to do, they really think you're going to do it. So you need to be in reality, am I going to do it? Am I saying this, that I'm going to be there, I'm going to be at a meeting, I'm going to be at an event, I'm going to be at a webinar, I'm going to make phone calls, whatever it is that you say you're going to do, are you doing that? Because if you're not, you're not a trustworthy person. And I know that sounds kind of cruel and kind of mean, but no, it's reality. If you're not doing what you say you're going to do, then you're not a person that can be trusted. I'm sorry. So it's important. People are not going to take you serious. They're not. You know, if you don't show up, if you're not on calls, if you don't, you know, if you don't do, you're not there if somebody calls you for a three-way, whatever. They're not going to depend on you, and there's no way you're going to build a business. So, you know, I'm sorry if I sound harsh. I'm sorry if I sound mean. But it is reality. It's your mindset. It's the way you perceive what you need to get done. Your goals, your vision is what is key here, ladies and gentlemen. And if I can't, you know, I can't stress it enough that it's up to you. You know, if you quit something, that's all on you. No one's making you quit. If you decide that you start something and you don't finish up, that's on you. No, you know, you're going to be responsible to yourself, because I'm going to tell you something. In years to come, you're going to have the should-haves, could-haves, would-haves, okay? When you're in your dying bed, you're going to go and say, oh, I should have done this. No, I could have done that. I would have done this. No, that's too late. It's too late. Now is the time to seize the moment. Now is the time to say, you know what? Okay, I wasn't taking my business serious. I was making it a hobby. I'm taking it serious. This is what I plan on doing, and stick to it. Like I said, it's the same thing with the diet. You know, people say, "Oh, I want to lose weight." Okay, what do you plan on doing to lose the weight? I plan on exercising. I plan on watching my calories, drinking more water. I plan on doing, you know, and you have a list. Well, you need to stick to it. You know, the first couple of weeks of change. Any change that you're trying to do is going to be difficult because we are geared for not having change. Believe it or not, the human nature is to be lazy. Let it be a status quo. Who cares? You know, it's okay. No, it's not okay. No, it's not. Again, nothing happens until you take the action. Until you take the action that you're going to do something, nothing, ladies and gentlemen, is going to change. The only way it's going to change is if someone changes the circumstances for you. In other words, like let's say you're at this lousy job and you don't like it and you don't want to be there and you show up whatever. Eventually, you show up whenever you do mediocre work. Your boss is going to say, you know what? I can hire somebody else for and he'll do more work. Okay, so there you go. There's your job, and then they made the change for you. Either you can make the change, or other people are going to make the change. Same thing with health issues. I talk to people all the time. I tell them, you have an opportunity now to change your health, to do things for the betterment of your health. Because if you don't do that, someone else is going to do that for you. The doctors are going to put you in the hospital. If you're doing things that, you're not eating well, you're not maintaining a diet, you're sedentary, you're on the avenue for a heart attack. Well, once you have a heart attack, guess what? Everything changes. You could have avoided that heart attack if you did what you needed to do. Or the diabetes. If you needed, sometimes, again, diabetes is just hereditary. There's nothing you could, yes, there is something you could do about it, but if you're more predisposed because of your family history. So that is what you do. You go and you make changes so that you don't get this. Or if you get it, that you're under control. You can make, God gave us the opportunity to make choices, gave us a free mind, gave us the opportunity to say, okay, this is what you want. You need to make your decisions. I'm not going to make the decisions for you. You're going to make your own decisions. This is where, ladies and gentlemen, you have to decide, where the is the road. Am I going to do it, or am I going to just stay behind? Am I going to cross that line in the sand and I'm going to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do and just keep going forward? Or am I going to retreat? What is it that you want to do? It's up to you. If you're going to do it, it's up to you. And let me tell you something. People are watching you. Your team is watching you. They're going to see if you are leader material or not. If you're a quitter, you're definitely not leader material. Leaders do not quit. Look in history. You have, in wars and everything else, they don't quit. They kept moving on and on and on until they got to where they needed to get, where you need to be. You need to keep going until you get to where you need to get. So what do you need to do? You need to do a daily mode of operation. What is it that you're going to do every single day, no matter what? What are you going to do? Who are you going to talk to? Who are you, you need to write down your time, what you're doing with your time. If you're going to be prospecting between 9 and 11 a.m., that's what you need to write down. How many people did you talk to? How many people did you leave messages? Who do you need to follow up with? Those are things that you need to ask yourself, and you need to write that down. If you call somebody on a Monday and you say you're going to follow up with them on a Wednesday, write that down. So you know that your daily mode of operation for Wednesday is you're going to follow up with so and so. You need to be accountable. Numbers don't lie. If you're going to make so many phone calls a day, then you're going to start seeing the trends that, okay, as you're making more phone calls, as you're following up, you're going to see your business flourish. But if you're only going to make, like I said earlier, if you're going to make one or two phone calls and the rest of the day you're just going to hang out and you're going to play games and you're going to just chit chat, guess what? You don't got a business. You don't got a business. You are just got, all you got is a hobby. So, you'll start seeing, it's funny because I've seen it. I've seen where people, they're making wonderful incomes, okay? And then they change their direction. They decided, well, you know what? Instead of me calling such and such amount of people, I'm going to put it on autopilot and, I'm going to let things go and so forth. And they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. Well, their business just plummeted. And then they're like, wait a minute, what happened? I thought I was working. I thought I was doing this stuff. And then when you look at it, when you have it written down, you know, what you did all day, your pattern, you'll start saying, wait a minute, at such and such a time, I'm talking or I'm doing this, I'm not doing an income-producing activity. You need to, you know, besides writing down your to-do list, you need to have an accountability list. At 9 o'clock in the morning, I made the radio show. I did the radio show. 9 to 9:30. Write that down. You know, and some people say, well, that's not income producing activity. You know, you're doing a radio show. It most certainly is. Why? Because I am getting the message out to people. People are now, I have thousands and thousands of followers. But guess what? It started with one radio show. I didn't just, you know, say, well, I did one show and I quit and I'll do another one whenever. And no, I had the consistency of coming on show after show after show after show. And now I've built a following. Building a following, you have to realize people don't join businesses, they join you. Let me say it again. People don't join businesses, they join you. If they see that you're successful, if they see that you're doing things, they want to join you. No matter what you're doing, they want to join you. They want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of success. They don't want to be a part of failure. Nobody wants to do that. So that's why you need to write down everything you're doing. Like, I have articles I'm going to be writing. I have, you know, people that I need to be following up with. I have another radio show. I'm going to be doing two radio shows every Wednesday, just so that you know. And the other radio show is going to be my second business. So I'm just going to let you guys know that, because everybody, you know, by now you guys know that I do carrot bars. But now I just became part of a company called Glissandra. And you could Google it, but it's a 15-year-old company that just became MLM, and it's exciting. It's really exciting. It's an anti-aging company, and I'm really excited to be a part of that. So again, I'm doing that. I'm doing a radio show for them. This is what you got to do. You got to do whatever it takes. You got to get out of your comfort zone, and you got to keep moving. You know, I can't stress enough. So really opened up your eyes that, you know, nothing happens until you take action. You need to have your daily mode of operation. You need to be accountable to yourself. You need to write a contract with yourself, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, where you're going to get, you know, everything. You need to do that. And like I said, David Williams has an awesome book, so make sure you look it up on Amazon. There are so many ways for you to get yourself started on the right track, but it's up to you. You know, if you're going to be a quitter, if you're going to join a business a week later, or a month later, or 3 months later, I quit, you really honestly could say that you really did a whole effort. Because I'll tell you something, I hear that all the time. Oh, yeah, I gave it a chance. Really? I didn't see you on the call. I didn't see you posting anything. I didn't see you talking to anybody, but you did your, how, you explained to me how you did everything you possibly can, because you didn't. You know, people are watching. So, like I said, I hope this show opens up people's eyes that, you know, hey, you really got to be accountable to yourself no matter what. You can make up all the excuses you want in the world, but if you don't. So, anyway, thank you so much for coming on and listening. I will be back next Wednesday. And you guys know that I always do my show on the cuff, whatever happens to, you know, cross my mind. And I look forward to hearing from you. So, reach out to me. Have an awesome, awesome Wednesday, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks again. Bye-bye for now.